Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Lamed Siv Gimel, page 288. Welcome to our new time. Today we're going to finish Mitzvah Hashem, Hilchas Brachos, and tomorrow start Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha. A lot of Mechaber, a little bit more like a little Musar today. We'll talk about, if we have time, the Bir Halacha discusses if one has the right to take money for teaching Torah, a Rav, a Rebbe, and not to go to work, or he cannot do that. That's the Shaila of the Bir Halacha. And kol masecha yu l'shem shemayim. Zok the mechaber siv gimel. Hanichnas lemerchat. Oimer yihiratzein l'fanecha Hashem Elokai. It should be your will, Hashem. Shetachniseini l'shalim. You should enter the merchat in peace. V'seitzieini l'shalim. V'satzileini me'or hazeh. V'chayyotu b'ilah asad love. Save me from this fire. I'm going to take a bath. Say, save me from this fire. Because it used to be the way they would have the merchat to be a fire. On top of it would be like a little plank, like a tikra. And then on top of that would be the ambati, the bathtub. And you don't want to make sure, you want to dive that it doesn't collapse in into the fire. Yotze b'shalim oimer, moidani l'fnecha Hashem alekai she'itzaltani me'or hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me. Right, maybe that's why they would not go to the merchats as often as we take showers. Imagine it was sakana every time you took a shower. You may not be doing it as often as we do. Zak the Mishnah Berurah sivkot, hey, ha'nichnas l'merchats. We don't say this tefillah anymore. This was in their day. They would light a fire in a pit, and they would bathe in a bath on top. Maybe the tikra will cave in and you'll fall into the fire. Nowadays, the heating element is on the side. No sakana, you're going to fall into it. Therefore, we're no longer knowing to say this tefillah. Zaksiv dalat, hanich nazla hak is dam. Someone goes to let blood. This was one of the old common medicinal practices. Nowadays you take Advil for any time you're in pain. Back then, any sort of disease you had, you would let blood. They held it was a very healthy thing to let blood out. So when someone does that, you say, this Asik should be for refuah because Hashem is the Refei Chinam. It's machlekes, a three-way machlekes. Do you say without shame or malchus? Baruch Refei Cholim, like the Mechaber says. The Beragayla says with shame or malchus. And then there's the Rambam who holds with shame, b'li malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem, Refei Cholim. But you don't say Elokeinu, Melech Cholim. So three-way machlekes, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Look, the Mishnah Berurah is called Vav Lahakis Dam. Any sort of act of healing, you're going to say this. Don't think that this particular drug that you're taking or action that you're taking is what's going to bring you the refuah. Rather, it's Hashem. Through this tefillah, you put your bitachon in Hashem. And you'll ask from him that this Asik that you're doing should be for you for refuah. So if called Zayin Baruch Refei Cholim, Tzarech Lemer B'Shem U'Malchus, Aval Lo Re'isi Neyum came, we don't see people saying it was Shem U'Malchus, and there actually is an Aruch HaShulchan, it's brought down, I thought on the side, number 9. Ba'afal Shar Trufois, other medicines or pills, Kasav Aruch HaShulchan, Shenachan Sheyemri Yihiratzen Zeh, it's proper to say it, V'Shekein Neyugin HaMedaktikim, there's no chiyuv to say this, but the medakim say it when they take medicine to put into ourselves the belief and to bring it from our heads into our heart that it's not the medicine that's healing us, it's the Eibishter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra, mi shemisat eish, someone sneezes, v'chaveir oimer lo asusa, his friend says asusa, yomer lo baruch ti asusa, I think means you should feel better, you should be healed. And the, what? Susa means like a medicine. It means you should be healed. Or baruch, and you say back baruch tia, you should be benched. You're hoping for Hashem's Yeshua. The Omer Rabbi Seinu Zal Metchilu Lehoya Adam Choyle Klal. Person will not get sick at all. Lehoya Choylech Beshukum Is Atesh Umeis. You walking, boom, sneeze and die. Adjaba Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Rachamim Al Dover. Yaakov Avinu asked Rachamim that it should not be so sudden. Person should get sick. And therefore, this person sneezed, he didn't die, so we sort of, as a symbolic gesture, we say Asusa, what? The Be'asya is the doctor. Susa means refuah. So refuah, which I guess means feel better, but the guy's not sick, but we're giving him a bracha that you should do well. Zakt the Mechaber Sif Hei, A person should always be ragel to say, they should have be common on their lips, whatever Hashem does is for the good. I don't know if it means for good that you see the good, but it means in the long run it is for your good. And in the big picture, anything that happens is always for the good. Nachum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu L'Taiva, correct. The story, Ayin Shaman, the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu with the chest of dirt and the jewels, Ayin Shaman. Zak Simon Reish Laman Aleph. Shekol Kavanaisa of Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Famous Sif. A little bit of Musar. And now we're moving on. It's so interesting. If you look at the Tzura of the Shulchan Aruch, how we started with waking up in the morning, going to the Beis HaKisei, Matilas Yadayim, and then going on to Tzitzis and Tfilin, the Berachas HaShachar, the Zimra, Kriyashma, Berachas Kriyashma, Tfila, Kriyas HaTeira, Beis HaKnesses, and then we went to go eat. We left Shul, went to go eat, and we had the Tzias HaPas, and Berachas Shinimakim, and benching, and Matilas Yadayim, had to have your Suda with Berachas HaPeiris, and now we're into the next part of the day. We're right before Mincha, Shinas Tzaraim. Someone cannot learn without taking a nap during the day. You shouldn't take a nap during the day. When you wake up from that nap, he does not need to make the bracha of, not the bracha, but I guess there is a bracha at the end of Lekai Neshama. Some say you should say before he goes to sleep, just don't be myrich on this nap. A person should not sleep by day. It's also to sleep more than 60 breath, the sleep of a horse. And therefore, if someone needs a nap during the day, it's okay, but not too long. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and then we'll read the rest, which is more of a Dvar Musar. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Aleph, Mi Efshaloi, Ayin Le'elvasim and Dal Sif Tezayin, with Mishnah Berurah Sham. Over there it says that David HaMelech would sleep only 60 breath, because he didn't want to taste Tam Misa. Machlekes if we met by night or by day. Ayin Sham in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. So called Beizuk Shanei Mishnasei. After a time, the Niskan the Baruch Hazu Amin Hagin Shal Oilam. Shagadish Baruch Hu Magzar and Hashem Mishnah Adam Babaker. Even though now the person had his Hashem returned to him, meaning Oilam Derech Oilam is you sleep by night, you get your Hashem back in the morning. So a kind of Hashem is for the morning. So called Angimo Vinoyam Mishum Sakanes Mazikin because of Alavosh Einayim Kain. These days we're not Noyik to say Vinoyam. So called Andala Yosem Mishnas Asus. The dear Mishnah Berurah is so kind to bring it down for us in the side number 5. Sham Kasav Sheinyan Hashina Biyoyim Tali Lafi Mashihu Adam. Sleeping by day depends on the person, what you need. What you feel that you need in order to serve Hashem, that's how much sleep you're permitted to take during the day. Because of our Hashulchan Shekain Reinu L'Gdeli Oilam. We see Gedele Oyelam show you Yishenim B'Yoyim, Sha Oishtayim. They will sleep for an hour or two. Shekach Hotzuchu Lefi Chalishusim Lefi Hanagasim. Lefi their weakness and Lefi their Hanhaga, Lefi their schedules. That's what was necessary and that was permitted. What's the Shir Shisha Nishmin? The B'Yalacha earlier writes 3 opinions, 3 hours, half hour, or a little more than 3 minutes. So, Alacha Lamaisa, person needs to sleep during the day, whatever necessary for his avodas Hashem, that would be okay. I think except Shabbos, they say Shabbos you have the right to sleep longer for sure. Zok the Mechaber Vayter. We are, how many lines in? 3 lines in the middle of the 3rd line. V'af b'zeh ha'ma'at, even this small amount of sleep that you're taking during the day, lo yisehei kavanasi la'anaz gufay, your kavana should not be for physical pleasure. To give your guf strength to serve Hashem. Whatever we have pleasure from in this world, don't have in mind for your pleasure, have in mind for the service of Hashem. In all your ways you should know, which means even in the mundane actions that we do, in all of it, in everything that we do, it can all be used, the Eyu, to know Hashem, because if we do it, L'Shem Shemayim, we took everything mundane and made it holy. Whatever you can think of, eating, drinking, walking, sitting, standing, whatever you can think of, everything you do, it should be for the service of Hashem. Something which can cause us to help us serve Him better. You're thirsty and hungry, Im achol v'shas lahana asay ain't mishubach. Eat and drink for your own personal pleasure. That's not mishubach. Eli yischavin sheyoychol v'yishte kefi chiyusay lavin es bari. You should eat and drink to give you what you need to serve Hashem. Chen afilu leishay b'seid yisharim v'lamed mukem tzadikim. Even if you're doing religious things, you want to sit amongst tzadikim and yisharim. Yelelech ba'atzas t'mimim im asa la'anas atzmai la'hashem chepsev es havasei enim meshubach. You do it because you enjoy it, not meshubach. Elim can also l'shem shemayim. Yechem is shchiva, going to rest. Ein tzarech lemer shem esman sheyachal atzim b'torah v'mitzvah esle yizgar v'shein ala l'aneg atzmai. Obviously, if you have the kayach to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah, one should not just go and take a nap. Ala afilu esman sheyagei av tzarech lichon k'dil nuach miyagiyasi. You're wiped out. You're iskematr. You still im asa la'anas gufa in meshubach. Ali yischavin lost the shein ala enev ulagufa menucha tzarech abrius. Do it so I should be healthy. So I shouldn't have difficulty learning Torah because I have a lack of sleep. If it's done for personal pleasure, it's meguna. Even if done to have children to be malam koyme, not meshubach. Eli yischavin shiyu lebanim labanis bari. To have children to serve Hashem. Like a person pareya chayvay, and that could be we'll see more in Ritz Hashem and Simon Reish Mem. Even just speaking, divrei chachma to be for the kavana of serving Hashem or something which brings you to serve Hashem. What's the rule? What's the klal? The principle. Chayim adam losim eina v'libay al dracha. Focus on all that you do, v'lishkol kol ma'isav. Weigh everything you do v'maiznei sichle, with the scale of your seichel. Weigh everything that you're doing. U'ksharaya davar sheyavu yodei avodas habari yizbarach, ya'aseyu. Take everything you do, think about it, and say, this brings me closer to Hashem, do it. V'im lav, if you don't see this brings you closer to Hashem, lo ya'aseyu, don't do it. U'misha ne'yakein oivet esbari. Tamin, if you're always doing that, you're constantly in service of Hashem. Because if every action that you do, you're always thinking, every thought, every action, is this bringing me closer or further? If it's closer, continue. Further, stop. Then you're constantly be'avodas Hashem. And I even believe, I said it out last year in Parshas Kedoshim, don't remember who we said it from. I forgot what the sefer was, a little more of an obscure sefer, one that's not so well known. He types the lashon of Kedoshim to you, Prushim to you, that Prushim does not mean to have less quantity of hana gashmis, rather it means taking all the hana gashmis that you have and doing the l'shem shemayim and being parish from that. Don't do it for personal pleasure, do it for the service of Hashem, and that's a type of a parish where he's never doing anything for himself, it's always for Hashem. And that's even someone today, Rabbi Shore from the woods today, he told me b'shem, I can't remember who b'shem who, a different type of Kedoshim to you, that Kedoshim means, to be Kaddish, means not to do things for yourself, to do for others. The Yisoid of all Taiva Gashmi and the lack of Precious is the Taiva Yavakish Nifred. It's all to be done for yourself. And you're always doing for others, which means for other people, or everything for Avodas Bari is Barach. That's the Yisoid of what Kedusha is. I forgot who he was saying from. It was a bigger idea, but just a small point of it. That's one Nakuda he was saying, and what the word Kedoshim to you even means. Kedoshim means holy. It's never about me. It's always about what I'm doing for Hashem and what I'm doing for others, never about myself. And that's why part of being a Kaddish is being a Parish, because being Isaac and Taivas is the Taiva Yavakish Nifr. It's all about yourself. Zakh the Mishabura Sif Katan. Hey. I saw some anshe ma'isa before they eat. They would say, "Hinani writes a la'echa v'lishtos k'dei she'ayah bari v'chazal abodas Hashem yizbarach." I want to eat and drink so I should have strength and be healthy to serve Hashem. Vav b'sayd yisharim enim meshubach mikol makim toivu b'teichach balishma. Even if you want to go to the tish because you enjoy it, or you want to hang out around a certain gadol because you enjoy it, or you want to put a picture up in your study, but even there it's okay because you take shalom lishma balishma. And we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem in Simon Reish Mem. For sure, if you're speaking about business related matters, investments and business, should do it l'shem mitzvah. What does it mean? I want to discuss the stock market. What does it mean to say mitzvah? I'm doing it so I should have it. What the have parnasa conditionally lovely. They gezel. I don't want to come to steal. You have so much money, right? You already, like we said yesterday, you have so much. You're saying die. You're saying enough, and you don't need it. You still have a dvar mitzvah when you're trying to make more money. What's the dvar mitzvah? You want to give more tzedakah. I know certain people that they have more than enough money to ever need, but they're still trying to make money because they were told by Gedolim, your avodah is to make more money, to give more tzedakah. That's your avodah, and you not don't do it because you want to have more money. It's because you should have more to give others. To take other businesses, to buy out certain businesses, so you can give a job to aniyim. Instead of giving someone money, give them a job, right? Instead of giving a man fish, you teach a man to fish. That's the best thing you could do for a person. Better than tzedakah, of the different levels of tzedakah, the highest level is giving a guy his own parnasa. Giving a guy a parnasa, the ability to make his own money, is the spitz. I was just speaking to someone, and they do it very well by the Sfardim. He was telling me by the Sfardim, what they do is, they take in a third partner. They have the two partners in the business, take a third partner, take a rabbi. Take the rabbi, make him a partner in the business, you give him some equity, and the rabbi lives off the equity and becomes a gvir. That's what they were telling me to do. I don't know, no Sfardim here, right? Nothing. This is what the guy was just telling me that they do. They take the rabbi, instead of giving, besides whatever else they give him a partnership in the business, and that's where the son matzliach, he says. Because everything they do is the rabbi doing the business. Zok the bir halacha here, famous bir halacha. Do we have enough time? Do we have... You want the job?
Yeah. No taxes,
okay. Zok the bir halacha. Everyone keeps all the laws 100%. We all know that. Look at this beer halacha inside. We're going to go 2 minutes overtime. It's good to see it inside. Kosev b'tshuvas devar shmuel simen kof lamelches. She'ela. Ezehi derech yishara sheyavar lo ya'adam. What's the proper straight path a person should choose? Em lasik b'teira u'laharbez gvule b'tamidim kol yimei ha'shavua v'lehanes me'acher. Be icing in Torah the whole day and be maimi b'tamidim, but I'm going to have to come on to other people for parnasa. Or do business the whole week and earn a living. Learn Torah on Shabbos. What does that mean? That's not part of the picture. A guy is not learning the whole week. He's not even in like the book. He's out of the book. We're talking about people that are learning. They're learning the whole week. You have to be kaveh eat every day. We learned that in Kufnan Vav. Of course, we're being oisik b'teira and kaveya itim in the morning, at the night, whenever we can. The question is, the rest of the day, when you know, do you spend that time earning a living, or do you have the right to learn and get supported by other people? The gam she'elasi who dafka me'isik shalayu noki mitaruvas gezel v'ribas v'ayna. The tzad to go to work is only if you're not going to be stealing or doing ayna or taking interest. From a yid, the lava he ain't a suffic law. It's not a shayla. Echada asakum ke elu shuvay nikra nenemi yagia kapa yelam yagia sacherim. If you're going to work to take from others, that's not nenemi yagia kapa. You're nenemi yagia. You're anyways taking from someone else. You may as well sit and learn and take from someone else. The oy the mood of lizvayish by mazel lokabo meya matanos veloy laver pam echad. A lav there, right? Shalay sigzel. Better to be embarrassed in this world and accept matanos and handouts the whole day than to be ever one time lay sigzel. I'm going to say over the Iker the Tshuva. You see what it says in Tur Yoredei Simeresh Mevav. You see what it says in Tur Yoredei Beis Yosef Vobach Betaz Beshach Hashem Sif Yam Shal Shloima Umikulam Harech Lamanasim Arikaro Besifrei Kesa Mishnah Echos Tam Teira. And the Mavir discusses in at length if someone has the right to make money off of his Lima Teira. And it sounds from the Rambam very severe, the one's not allowed to make parnasa from his Torah, whether in being a Rebbe or in a Rav. Even the Rambam would allow it over here, Then donan efshar mishi efshar. You can't dine a case where it's possible to sit and to become a Talmid Chacham while doing business to a time where to make a extreme high level Talmid Chacham, to make Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshivas that we need to be mechanech our children and to direct us how to live a life of Bitarah and Mitzvahs. In order to have that, we have to have certain people that are being Isaac the whole day in Torah. The only way to have someone who can reach that level where he could be a leader for the generation is if other people are supporting him. That there are people that got money from Trumas Halishka, the Dayanim, the Chachamim. For Raman Pasuk Emilcha Shkolim Zelashoni Magia Sfaros of Yerushalayim, but the Dayanim Shadonim as a Gazlonim and Noitlin Scharan, they get paid. The Mlai speak with them after be Shalay Ratu Masifim and give them what they need. Lahem and Shame of Neum Nebesim, we support them, their wives, their children. How could a person have thought it's better for a person leches besichlus vechesman achachma kol yamav ashu grumel a kamen izakel machshelis tamra meivul emaisav them noya toimi baalav nei hayoyse nena meisachav. How could a person think that we're not going to have leaders and Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim and people that can lead and teach the next generation just because they're not going to be able to support themselves? If you notice, the Berhetiv has one line on this page. And he says the Shaila. He says, are you allowed to do it? And he doesn't say the Tshuva. He says, Pella, how we cannot say the Tshuva? And the Tshuva is, of course, we're allowed to pay Rabbanim these days. We're allowed to pay Rabbeim. We're allowed to pay Rosh Yeshivas in the best ways, like the Sfardim did, like we said. The partner, stop over here. Tomorrow, a new topic, Sugya of Tefillas Mincha. Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow, everyone should have a good night.